Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 312, and today our title is The Resurrection Reveals the Compassion of Jesus. The resurrection reveals many things, but I think it also reveals, as well as the power of Jesus and the power of God and his victory over sin and death, I think it also reveals the compassion of Jesus. And how is this manifested in this story? Well, let's dive in and have a look today. So I'm recording this on what's commonly traditionally called Maundy Thursday. It's the 14th of April 2022, so the day before Good Friday and just a few days before Easter Sunday. So the resurrection is on my mind. I'm preaching on it this Sunday, preparing a lesson based on Mark chapter 16, preparing a teaching class for Thames Valley on the meaning of the resurrection. And I've been reading around it and thinking about the resurrection quite a bit. And I came across an article, actually just this morning, which fitted in with a lot of the other things I've been thinking about. It's an article called Jesus, Hope of the World by Rachel Newham. And it's in Premier Christianity magazine, the April edition of 2022. So some of these thoughts are shaped by what she wrote about. I thought it was very helpful. She makes the point that the beginning of the good news about the resurrection begins with tears. It begins with confusion. In Mark 16, the women arrive at the tomb and ask the question as to who will roll the stone away. There's a big obstacle here. And in verse 8 of the same chapter, when they hear about the resurrection, their response is to run away, trembling and bewildered and keeping stumm because they're afraid. In John 20, Mary stands outside the tomb crying. As Rachel Newham says, the root of our joy as Christians, and the root of our joy is in so many ways the resurrection, but the root of our joy as Christians begins with grief. And the reason for thinking about this at the moment is because there's an awful lot of trauma in the world right now. Some to do with the after effects of COVID and perhaps some to do with the ongoing effects. Some to do with what's going on right now as I record this with the conflict in Ukraine. And perhaps you have your own traumas. And it's important and helpful to remember that the root of our joy began with grief on that resurrection day, on that Easter day. In fact, in the Gospel of John, in his account, crying seems to be emphasized if you look at the passage beginning in verse 11. Mary stands outside the tomb crying, and as she wept. So this was ongoing. It wasn't the odd tear dripping from her eye. This is weeping. She bends over to look into the tomb, and she sees the two men there, and they ask her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She is still crying. She's crying outside the tomb. She's crying walking into the tomb. She's crying in the tomb. "They've taken my Lord away," she said. And she turned around and saw Jesus, didn't realize it was him. And he asks her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She's crying outside the tomb, going into the tomb, talking to the men, walking out again, still crying. And she finds Jesus and he's finding her still crying. Looks to me like it's a deliberate emphasis that the grief comes before the joy, and the grief lasts, and the grief is deep. And as we go into a time of celebration for Easter, it's important to remember that it's not meant to be something that just covers up a bit of pain. It's not just to be something that meant to be something which is brief, but it's meant to accompany us in our life of grief and our life of pain, which, frankly, so much of this life is like that. Not only are we seeing a lot of grief and pain there, but we're also seeing confusion in the next appearance on the road to Emmaus. I mean, it's strange that the first appearances are witnessed by women, at least culturally. But isn't it also strange that the next thing that happens is Jesus hanging out with two friends on a walk? He asks them the question that they find so perplexing as to what's been going on. And as our author says, it was akin to an alien landing on Earth in 2022 and asking why we have such strong feelings about the last 2 years. Yeah, we know why we have strong feelings about the last 2 years. Jesus asks what seems like a bit of a stupid question, I suppose. But he hears them say those three words. So laden with sadness, we had hoped. Now, those words remind us of where we are. Don't always connect with where we're going. And Easter is one of those times that reminds us of where we are. We're in the already, but not yet. We're in this place of tears and confusion at times. But it's also a reminder of where we're going. And look at the gentleness of Jesus here. Look at his compassion with Mary. Look at his compassion with these people on the road to Emmaus. These resurrection appearances are not what we might expect. The women being the witnesses, the walking on the road, the grief and the tears. Is there something in this to prepare disciples like you and me for the fact that our new life will not be explicable very easily to many people, and it may not be even what we expect? I mean, I think this, that if I was writing the story, or if perhaps I was orchestrating what happens after the resurrection, I would expect Jesus not to meet a woman in a garden who's crying, or to have a walk with some friends. I would expect after the resurrection to make a beeline for Pilate, to turn up to Pilate and his wife and say, yeah, your wife was right, you shouldn't have had anything to do with me, and here I am to tell you, you executed me and you shouldn't have done it, or there are consequences, and then go to the high priests and the Sanhedrin and say, let's have a little gathering here, bring all the Sanhedrin, all 70 men of you, and the high priest and the teachers of the law, everybody, let's have a chat, because here I am back. Or there, and then on to see Herod. I say, Herod, you know that thing about King of the Jews? Well, and then I'd have him going to the temple and saying, hey, it is me, and I am the new temple, in a sense, or something like that. Then on to his disciples, and then on to his family, and who knows who else. That's who I would prioritize. But Jesus prioritizes a weeping woman. He prioritizes downhearted followers. What an extraordinary thing. The resurrection, the way it happened, show us the compassion of Jesus. Of course, he also shows his wounds, doesn't he? He shows his wounds to Thomas. And those wounds remain even after his resurrection. Perhaps those wounds remain to remind Jesus of his trauma. And that helps us to be confident that he connects with our trauma. Hebrews 2:18. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. This is a great comfort to me when I go out to pray and meditate and connect with God and with Jesus. I'm reminded he still bears his wounds. He will never forget. His wounds remind him to have compassion for me and my wounds. And he has compassion for you and your wounds. So the Easter story is not only about the fact of Jesus being given life to triumph over the grave and death and sin, but also that he meets us. He met Mary in the garden. He met the two on the road. And he meets you and me even today, because he lives. He meets you and me in our tears. He meets you and me in our confusion. He meets you and me in our fear, whether it's in the garden, on the road, or at home. As the author of the article said, this story is a reminder of the God who meets us in our fragility with his gentleness. I love that phrase. He meets us in our fragility with his gentleness. The resurrection is evidence of the power of God, but it's also evidence of his compassion. Well, what do you think about these thoughts? I'm very grateful for the article by Rachel Newham, and it's made me think today and helped me in my time of devotion, and I pray it helps you in your time of quiet with God. Do you have any thoughts about this? If so, drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. You can also leave a message on the website if you'd prefer. Well, I hope you have a good day today. I hope you have a good Eastertide, a good Maundy Thursday, a good Friday, and a really good Easter Sunday. A day that reminds us that Jesus is King And we have nothing to fear, but we also have someone who loves us, cares for us, understands our pain. Take care. God bless.